Good evening. I welcome you to the Salvation Army for this Christmas memorial service organised by Gordon Rodwell Funeral Directors. I'm Captain Paul Williams, and I'm one of the leaders of the Salvation Army here in Felixstowe, and it's my privilege to lead the service. We are here this evening to remember and give thanks for loved ones who have passed away over the course of the last year. And we recognize that very often Christmas is a difficult time, a time when the absence of our loved ones is felt particularly keenly. So it's good to get together at times such as these. Gathering in this way helps us to remember that we do not stand alone in our grief. We also know through the experience of the generations that have preceded us, that gathering together in a place of worship such as this one can also help. During his preaching ministry, Jesus said to the crowds that were following him, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." The gap between the Greek, the original language of the New Testament, and modern day English perhaps make these words sound provocative to the ears of many. But these words form a great promise that God, the creator of all things, does not stand at a distance when we are experiencing a sense of loss or grief. Rather, he stands ready to offer comfort, consolation, and solace to those who trust in him. So my hope for this evening is that you will experience some of these things here tonight. Let us pray. Almighty God, you love everything you have made, and judge us with infinite mercy and justice. We rejoice in your promises of pardon, joy, and peace to all those who love you. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, who died, rose again, and lives forevermore. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those who mourn, for parents and children, friends and neighbors. Be gentle with them in their grief. Show them the depths of your love, a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. Spare them the torment of guilt and despair. Holy Spirit, be present in our meeting this evening, and bless us with the assurance of your presence. We make these prayers in and through the glorious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I invite you now to turn to your orders of service, and we will join together in singing the hymn, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace," and I invite you to stand if you are able.
Thank you. Good evening, all. Before I begin, I would just like to say on behalf of myself, Rebecca and Carl and all of the staff at Gordon Rodwell's, how much seeing so many familiar faces here tonight truly means to us. It has been an honour and a privilege getting to know each and every one of you wonderful families, so thank you for entrusting us. I'm now going to read a poem called The Dash by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from beginning to the end. He noted that first came her date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But she said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line was worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left and this can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand how other people feel and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that special dash might only last a while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash?
Thank you, Laura. A thread is already emerging, I think, in the narrative of this evening. And that lives are truly led when they are lived in service of the other. And that is how we make an impact on those around us. I invite you once again to join in singing, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy. Be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. We will sing this to the Irish melody, Slain, and I invite you once again to stand if you are able.
Good evening, everybody. On those days when you miss someone the most, as though your memories are sharp enough to slice through skin and bone, remember how they loved you. Remember how they loved you and do that for yourself, in their name, in their honour. Love yourself as they loved you. They would like that. On those days when you miss someone the most, love yourself harder.
I bring to you words from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This psalm is often read at funeral services, and the final verse is known to have brought comfort to many through the years. Of course, it is reassuring to know that God watches over our coming, understood here as our birth, and also over our going, our death. But this evening, I simply want to draw your attention to the opening verses. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I quote these two verses to you for one reason, and that is to encourage you to turn to God in your time of need. God is not high and lofty, unreachable on mountain peaks. Rather, he stands ready to offer help to those who turn to him. And what is more, God knows and understands what we are going through and wants to offer help and support. After all, that is what Christmas is all about. In the person of Jesus Christ, God took on flesh and became one of us to show us that he doesn't just look upon us from afar, but that he stands with us through all the circumstances of life, having experienced them himself. Faith in God does not mean that we will be spared hardship and difficulties, but faith in God does assure us that we will never face them alone. So my hope and my prayer is that this may be true for each and every one of us. During the next part of our service tonight, you will be given the opportunity to light a candle in remembrance of the loved one that you are remembering this evening. Light is, of course, a beautiful symbol of hope. In these winter days, light reminds us that brighter days lie ahead. And this is true in a natural sense. Spring and summer follow winter. But it's also true in a spiritual sense. Light reminds us that God is with us and has a future planned for those who trust in him. During this time, when you're invited, as I say, to come and light a candle before, the names of the people that we are remembering tonight will also be read out.
Roger Wilson, Daniel Wood, Audrey Warner, Keith Weston, David Walker, Adrian Waterhouse Taylor, Alan Woodrow, Marjolin Wills, Alex Parrish, Jason Bates, Melvin Warren, and Marlene Walker, Terry Grimwood, Sheila Wales, Kenneth and Agnes Bishop, Jill McCarthy, Dorothy Douse, Sheila Wales, Andrew Wythe, Brian Yap, Anthony Westlake, David Doyle, also known as Sinbad, Brian Harold, Brenda Howlett, Leslie Ann Williams, Graham Newman, Thomas and Nancy Ward, Ray Todd, Terry and Ina Mann, Claire Andrews, Douglas Bowers Barnard, Wilfred Bradley, Ivan Baxter, Jean Butler, Susan Brown, John Botterill, Francis Billam, Rita Bennett, Henry Berry, Margaret Bray, Michael Beer, Dora Carcass, Raymond Creamer, Robert Claydon, Margaret Chapman, Peter Curry, Roy Chatfield, David Callis, Joan Cozier, Faye Cooper, Peter Champion, Sheila Collier, Peter Downer, Irene Dolan, Michael Daly, and Jill Douthwaite, Sylvia Davis, Kenneth Exel, Michael Evans, Joan Cullen. Noreen Goodchild, Susan Hodgson, Hazel Harris, Michael Haig, Betty Heath, Michael Halls, Joan Hill, and Joyce Head, Kathleen James, Lisa Keeble, Wendy Lawrence, Raymond Lee, Sarah Maud Lloyd, Elizabeth Mann, Beryl Merritt, Joan Meredith, Hilda McManus, Eileen Maidment, Mary Ritchie, Molly Rose, Ina Roskams, Lillian Rowe, Anne Ramsey, Marion Richardson, Gillian Strange, Patricia Stratton, Dennis Smith, Wallace Snelling, Graham Smart, Kenneth Stewart, Peter Smith, Ruby Sanders, Regan Smith, Reginald Tuck, Chris U. Pritchard, Victor Waterton, and Prudence Tozer. We could also remember Joe Cox.
We've experienced a beautiful moment of remembrance, and we've also experienced a beautiful moment of hope. There's one characteristic of light that never ceases to astonish me, and it's the fact that no amount of darkness will ever put light out. We could switch all the lights here out in this hall. We could hermetically seal every window, and we could make this a completely dark place. Yet, if we lit one simple candle, the darkness would be gone. No amount of darkness can ever extinguish light. So if these candles represent our memories, no amount of darkness, no amount of grief, no amount of loss will ever put that light out. If we're talking in terms of hope, represented by light, no amount of darkness, no amount of despair, no amount of hopelessness will ever extinguish the light of hope. I invite you to join with me in the prayer that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught his followers to pray. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are slowly approaching the end of our service together, but now might be the right time to remind you that light refreshments will be served after this service in the hall, which is just immediately to your rear. And I know that you will be warmly welcomed to remain and stay with us this afternoon. I thank you for attending this service this evening. And I also thank the team from Gordon Rodwell Funeral Directors for organising this service so well. And we thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you on this occasion. Our last hymn this evening is a carol, and we're going to sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I draw your attention in the first verse in particular to that idea of the everlasting light that we as Christians know to be Jesus Christ. He is the light of our lives, and I know for sure that he stands ready to be with you and to bring you hope and to bring you comfort and consolation in these times. And we'll follow the lead of the band once more, and I invite you to stand if you are able. and a final blessing upon you all. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.